This is Brother Gino Cassieri. It's once again, it's time for the pastor's study. If you've been with me for any period of time for the last several weeks or months, we've been doing a study on prophecy called Things to Come. We've been looking at the next prophetic events on God's calendar. And we're coming just about down to the end. And today our topic is going to be until. We're going to look at eternity future. We looked last time at the Great White Throne Judgment. Now we're past that, and now we're going to deal with eternity future, or as what we call is the until. But before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for the opportunity to come to open up thy very words. Father, we pray as your word goes forth today that it would not return void, that it be used for your honor and glory, Father. We pray for the saint of God listening today would be encouraged, edified, and to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray for the lost soul that may be listening today, that's never trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, never realized that Christ died, he died for their sins, was buried, he rose again the third day, that if they'll simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, believe that his shed blood and nothing else can pay for their sins, past, present, and future, save them from going to hell and secure them a home in heaven. We pray this would be the very day that the individuals listening today would trust Jesus Christ and his shed blood and nothing else to save them. Father, we just commit this time into thy hand, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, again, this section of our series entitled Things to Come is called Until. And there are three main areas that we'll look at. Number one is the new earth. Number two will be the new heaven, and number three, the new Jerusalem. After the Great White Throne Judgment, the Apostle John tells us he saw a new heaven and a new earth. This is the closing of a time period of this earth as we know it, and the beginning of a new and eternal time period. It is also during this time that we are introduced to the New Jerusalem. These places the believers will call home for all eternity. Let us now take a look at the new earth, the new heaven, and the New Jerusalem. First, let's look at the new earth. We need to turn, first of all, to the book of Revelation, chapter 21. The book of Revelation, chapter 21 and verse 1. And the Apostle John is writing here on the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, of course, and he says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea." We are told in the scriptures that there will be a new earth, and the former earth will pass away. We need to turn to 2 Peter for a moment, chapter number 3, of 2 Peter, chapter number 3, beginning in verse number 10 down to verse 13. "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Now, there is maybe some question about the earth as we know it being totally done away with. I believe that the new earth described here in 2 Peter will be a fire-washed old earth. We are referred to as a new creature after salvation. However, this new creature came from the old. Let us look at these verses of Scripture. 2 Peter again, verse number 3. Or 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 6. Notice, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. Now we are told that the earth that was completely flooded perished. Now the earth, after the flood, was the same planet. However, the flood had washed away the inhabitants on the earth. Now, what we have described here in 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 6, this was not the flood of Noah, but as a result of Satan and his angels rebelling against God. Now look at verse 5 of 2 Peter chapter 3. For this they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. So we see that the earth was standing out of the water and then pushed down under the water. Now I believe that instead of using water, God will use fire the next time. And this fire will purify the earth, creating a new earth. There are three things that we want to notice about this earth. But let's first turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 4. Ecclesiastes with me, chapter 1 and verse number 4. We read, one generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. Now we said we want to notice three things about this earth. But notice we read just now in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 in verse 4, that one generation passeth away, and another generation cometh to replace it. But one thing is certain, the earth abideth forever. Now let's see something about this earth. First of all, this new earth has no sea. This new earth has no sea. So this will create an earth with a great deal more surface area. This earth will be a paradise, a perfect place with the perfect climate. The second thing about this new earth, first of all, there'll be no hell. At the present time, hell is in the center of the earth. At the great white throne judgment, we saw the occupants of hell are delivered to the judgment. Then they are cast into the lake of fire, which is the eternal hell. This is not located in the center of the new earth. It is located in some remote, dark place in this universe. Let's look in 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians for a minute with me, if you would, in chapter number 1. 2 Thessalonians, chapter number 1, in verses 8 and 9. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Notice also in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25. Matthew 25, if you would, in verse number 30 of Matthew 25. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So we see this eternal hell, the lake of fire, I believe, will be located in some remote dark place in the universe, but not in the center of the earth as it is now. The third thing we want to see about the new earth, there will be no traces of sin. No traces of sin. This earth will have no reminders of sin. Turn with me, if you would, to the prophet Isaiah, chapter 65. The prophet Isaiah, chapter 65, with me, if you would. The prophet Isaiah, chapter 65. Isaiah 65, verse 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. So again, we see the, as we just mentioned, three things about this new earth. No sea, there'll be no sea, there'll be no hell, and there'll be no traces of sin. Now we want to move our attention on to the new heaven. The new heaven. Again, let's return to the book of Revelation in chapter 21 and read verse 1 again together. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Again, we need to be clear about what the scriptures are saying. This verse says, we just read it, the first heaven was passed away. If the first heaven is the one that passes away, then the first heaven must also be the one that is new. Now, the Bible teaches us that there are actually three heavens. The first heaven, and of course this is the heaven of the birds and clouds, our atmosphere. And let's look at two places in Scripture that talk about this, in Daniel. First of all, in the prophet Daniel chapter 4. And in Daniel chapter 4, verse 12. Daniel chapter 4, verse 12. The leaves thereof were fair, and the earth, and the fruit thereof much. In it it was meat for all. The beast of the field had shadow under it. And the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh were fed of it. Again, talking about the birds, amen, the fowls that dwell there in the first heaven, in our atmosphere. Then in Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah, chapter 4, verse 25, Jeremiah 4, verse number 25. And I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. Now, this is interesting to think about. When we realize that the atmosphere that we now have is hurting. Pollution is filling it. The ozone layer is thinning and even has holes. This will be the new heaven, amen, that will be made new. Because the first heaven, we're told, is done away with, amen, passes away. Now let's look at the second heaven. Now the second heaven, this is the heaven we now call space, where the sun and moon and stars and the planets are located. Let's look at Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22 with me, in verse number 17. We read, that in the blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And of course, here we have Abraham being promised by the Lord that his descendants would be, they'll be multiple. They'll multiply. They'll be as the number of stars in the sky, amen, in that second heaven in the universe. Now look also with me in Psalm 19, verse number 1. We're looking at references to show us, to describe the second heaven. Psalm 19, verse number 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Again, referring to the second heaven. Now, we mentioned there's three heavens. Let's look at the third. The third heaven is where God dwells. Amen. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 2, 2 Corinthians 12, 2. I believe the Apostle Paul went up to the third heaven when he was stoned and left dead on the road there, that he went up there for a moment. Because we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 2, we read, I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. Now, within the third heaven exists a glorious holy city called the New Jerusalem. Now, this New Jerusalem is the center of God's presence and will be the home of the believers throughout eternity. So, of those of you who are listening today, who are blood-bought, born again, children of God, this New Jerusalem is the place where you and I will dwell for throughout all eternity. Amen. And thank God we have a description of it in the book of Revelation. But I really, because our minds are not really able to comprehend the things of the spiritual world, and we have a wonderful description, but we really won't realize what the New Jerusalem will be like until we get there. I don't think we can handle it. I don't think we could handle it definitely in the flesh. But then we'll have a new glorified body, and we'll be able to enjoy the sights and the sounds of the New Jerusalem. So this takes us to our next section, the New Jerusalem. What a beautiful city this is. But before we look at the beauty, the description of it, let us take a look at what the city is missing. Amen. Let's go to the book of Revelation, chapter 21 again. Revelation chapter 21, in verse number 4. And notice here what the Word of God says about New Jerusalem, what's going to be missing. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Now the first thing we read here in Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, we read, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Up until this time, there have been rivers of tears shed. Amen. I'm sure many of you listening today have shared many a tear, be it over a lost relative, amen, or the loss of a loved one. Have gone through, shed tears over financial difficulty, or maybe a child who you did all you could to bring up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. But that child has rebelled against you, and more importantly, against God and the things of God and the people of God. But for whatever reason, you've shed a tear. In this New Jerusalem, there'll be no tears. There'll be no weeping, amen. I don't believe we will experience eternity with anything that would cause a tear. When God wipes the tears away, God will also wipe away the thoughts that would bring tears. You see, my dear friends listening today, I believe there will be no painful memories. There'll be no cause for the shedding of tears or the weeping or lamenting. But there'll only be occasion for rejoicing and praising Almighty God. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 65. Isaiah 65. The prophet Isaiah chapter 65. In verse number 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. And here it is, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. So we see one of the things of that city is there'll be no tears. I think every one of us has experienced both physically and emotional pain. Amen. Things that cause us to weep and cry. But in that New Jerusalem, there'll be no weeping, no tears to be shed. Amen. We want to notice something else that'll be missing in the New Jerusalem. Again, Revelation 21, verse number 4. And there shall be no more death. Death has broken many hearts and caused a lot of pain. But this New Jerusalem is a city of no death. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. I know even as believers who have buried loved ones, knowing that they've died in the Lord and will see them again, still in our earthly bodies, we've shed tears. We've felt pain over their loss, which is natural. Amen. We see people in the characters in the Bible that mourn the loss of their loved ones. But praise God, there'll be no more death in that new city. There won't be any city morgues. There won't be any cemeteries. There won't be any need for undertakers and funeral parlors in times of visitation to view the remains of a loved one lying in a coffin. There'll be no more need for grave diggers. Amen. So again, it'll be a city of no tears, a city of no death. We still have some things that we want to look at about the New Jerusalem, but while we have a little bit of remaining time, first of all, next week, the pastor's study will not be on the air because of WGCR is having their share-a-thon. And I urge the listeners to support that and to give generously towards that ministry of Anchor Baptist Church there in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. It's really been a blessing and an honor to be able to broadcast the pastor's study these many years. Amen. And the Lord has blessed this ministry and will continue to bless. And I know if you give a love offering, support it, that God will bless you. And the other thing I want to mention, that our study on things to come is available on audio cassette tapes. Again, I never ask for money, and I'm not going to. All I want to say is that if you can't afford the tapes, just send me your request, no questions asked, and I'll mail it out. Or if you can't afford a love offering, that would be most appreciated. But again, it's been an honor and privilege to be able to be with you today on the Pastor's Study. I thank each and every one of you for listening today. And I also mention, as we're coming to the close of this series on things to come, that I request, if you'd like a subject discussed or have a question about something you've read in the Scriptures, send it along at the address that will be given at the end of this broadcast. Again, Brother Gino Cassieri, till we meet again on the Pastor's Study, it is my prayer that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.